All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim's Hentai Corner. You guys wanted it, so here it is. I promised you more fun bag fantasy. Let's go ahead and get this started. What a nice view. Yes, since coming here, I've come to like this town. There's nothing here. Well, I don't dislike that. Sir Lute, you don't seem to be restless like those in the capital. The recent royal guards seem to be moving with some urgency. Those two are elites. You're elite as well, aren't you? A graduate of the Knight Academy is an elite among knights. But just graduating from the Knight Academy does not promise one a future. There are those who are opposed to the military rule, and if the king were to die and an aristocracy was reinstated, we of the Knight Academy would be the first to be purged. Even still, you're an elite, nothing like my husband. Roxanne grew silent. You said they were your classmates. Yeah. Do you get irritated when they ostracize you? No. Why not? Why? I mean... You understand the reason you were sent here, right? Everyone said it was punishment, but it was a miracle that I got into the Knight Academy at all, and even more so that I graduated, so I'm just happy to be of service. You're not greedy at all, are you? I was famous for being a dunce over there. I was even lower than Prince Boban, but keep that a secret between us. If I speak of it, will the castle court punish you? I might be out of a job. Roxanne's laughter was so childlike. I knew you had a different air about you when I first met you. Normally someone who was sent here would be depressed, but you're so composed and calm. I'm just dense. No, that's not it. You're a wonderful man. Others just don't realize it yet. I wonder. That's why I also... Roxanne blushed. I was curious as to what she wanted to say, but I felt like it would be better not to find out at this time. Shall we? Yes. We had business at the next castle over. We met with the Liege Lord and furthered talks about the next military games. Of course, since this place wasn't quite on par with the capital, we weren't treated to anything dainty like coffee. Seeing as how we didn't even have wine, everyone must have been having it hard. Signs of the economic downturn were all over the place, and the entire region was suffering. We had finally finished our errands, and by the time we reached Bone, the mid-afternoon prayer had already sounded. Soon the day would roll in the dusk, followed by the hour of the evening prayer. Let's take a break first. Yes, of course. Roxanne stepped down from the horse. I dismounted as well and tied the horse off to a large tree on the hill overlooking Bone. It was a tranquil town from any angle. The sight put me in a pleasant mood, more so than usual. I was together with Roxanne all day today. I'd been enamored by her gentle smile and bountiful chest since I met her. And here I was, enjoying my time alone with the forbidden fruit. She was the one miracle I've encountered here in this town of Bone. This gem of a married woman, a lustrous noblewoman. At the very least, even if I couldn't touch them, just staring at her voluptuous swelling breasts in her revealing clothes made me very happy. Except I couldn't ignore the obvious desire simmering in my body. This view from here is magnificent, indeed. If our harvests were a bit better, this town could also be magnificent. When she said the word harvest, my thoughts quickly returned to her chest, because of course they did. This harvest was more than bountiful enough. If I do say so myself. What is it? Roxanne had a hesitant look on her face. Well, please don't think of me as a woman with no shame or of ill repute. I actually... Roxanne stammered and she began to blush. It's my breasts. They've been swollen since before... Her words caught me off guard. I always have my servant take care of it, but we're not together today, so... What shall we do? Well, Roxanne moved her hands restlessly. If you're fine with it, Sir Lute, can I request that you do it? Huh? I don't mean it in that way. I just want your help. What should I... Well, since you need to... Roxanne's face grew even redder, and again her hands moved restlessly. No way. Request that I do it means... I want you to squeeze. Huh? Where? Deep down I knew, but I asked myself anyway. My breasts! Roxanne's ears were a bright red. She was neither a young girl, nor an old lady who had cast off her youth. She was an appealing noblewoman and a proud wife. I'll turn and face away from you, so... Oh, there we go. And with that, Roxanne turned her back to me. And folks, she almost looks like an anime scene there. Like... Not so much as a CG, but it seems like something you see like an anime version of Funbag Fantasy, which a hentai version does exist. This game was completely captured in a 4-episode hentai. Apparently, they even captured the story scenes. I do want to play this before I watch it, just so I can, you know, don't get spoiled and all that. Plus, it is a really good story. That's why we're doing all of them, I think. I think that's the plan, to do all of them. My heart began to beat more noticeably. Squeeze? Squeeze her boobs? Also, Funbag Fantasy means a lot to me, because most of the girls I dated had fun bags. Like, I was into titties. I still am into titties. That's my thing. A lot of women who've known me for years would tell you that. It's like, well, I remember one of my friends, she said, if there was ever a woman that had breasts as big as her head, he'd marry the bitch. And that was literally what she said, and I just laughed my ass off. And that actually did happen, and I didn't marry her. I know, right? Not really sure if that was a good idea or a bad idea, but, you know, life moved on and time moved on, and she didn't really have a lot to say. That's one of the things. I still to this day think if we had talked more, and I'm not saying that, but I'm saying there just wasn't, I don't know, maybe she was just kind of closed off, but she didn't really have like a personality. It was like talking to a block of wood. But I don't know, maybe it would have become a little different. She said that her and one of the men that she was with, they fought constantly. It was like, damn, she must have some kind of personality. Maybe it's a personality I never got to see. Maybe I'm glad I didn't see it, you know? It's one of those things. Coulda, woulda, shoulda. But it didn't happen. So, let's go ahead and continue with the game. Me? The madam's boobs? Is that okay? Is that really okay? I hesitated intensely. If someone were to see us, I would be disgraced. What did the church say about moments like these? Thou must not fornicate with another's wife, but they don't forbid helping someone. and she specifically asked me to help her. This wasn't fornication. It even says in the Kingdom's Code of Laws that without penetration it isn't fornication. But still, even if it was a request, would squeezing another man's wife's breast be a forgivable act? No, it most definitely would not be. But, I had been captivated by those breasts from the time we met. I thought repeatedly about touching them. Could I accept losing this opportunity, possibly forever? No. But, Roxanne was waiting, defenseless, inviting. This was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Under the guise of helping her, I had complete free rein over her breasts. It begins with desire. Let desire and regret coexist. I succumbed to the temptation and in moments was reaching towards her breasts. The moment my hands met softly with her dress, a feeling of tender flesh and overwhelming mass spread beneath my palms. Ah, look at that, folks. It was the epitome of bounty. Her thick, uncontainable bust bounced in either hand, and each grasp was met with a soft, fleshy response. Just squeezing gently was enough to make me lose control over my hands. Roxanne slowly closed her eyes with pleasure. As if she wanted a stronger grope, she thrusted her chest outward. Am I doing it right? Stronger. Like this? Squish. Squish, squish. I pushed both sides with my hands and strengthened my grasp as I felt even more mass spilling into my palms. Wow, these are really massive. Ah, more. Squeeze harder. Squeeze. I felt a jolt in my groin at the sound of her erotic voice. Shit. I need to be careful to hide it. I awkwardly distanced my groin and continued to massage her gently. Ah, not like that. Really squeeze them. I've been holding back. Should I do it harder? You need to really grab it to squeeze it all out. Well, okay then. She involuntarily let out an erotic wail, and at the same time a sexy sound followed by a warm, wet sensation came from within her clothes. This was someone's wife's breast milk. Gripped by the hands of a young man who wasn't her husband, this madam was spraying milk everywhere. Sorry, I probably sound so vulgar. No, not at all. It doesn't hurt, does it? No. Is this okay for you? Yes, do it more. More. Alright? Squish! Squish! Maintaining my hawk-like grip, I fiercely squeezed Roxanne's explosive tits. Swoosh! 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 As I rocked her bust, Roxanne let forth thick streams of nipple nectar. Nipple nectar, eh? At this point, I was caressing her boobs more than just simply milking them. As I groped more and more, the incredible volume and firmness of her love muffins flooded into my palms. Her soft and luscious sweet rolls had a dirty swollenness that bounced back at my hands in response. Amazing. Just amazing. I had completely forgotten of my initial excuse of helping her and was now totally engrossed in squeezing her tits. Roxanne started to stagger. I held onto her bust to hold her up. Are you alright? I'm fine. You can squeeze even harder. If you don't, I'll have pains later. Okay then. Squish! I focused my grip and continued to wring and milk Roxanne's breasts. Roxanne twisted her waist, arched her back, and pressed her body into mine. This reaction was unmistakably one of pure pleasure. She was succumbing completely, to the feeling of having her breasts milked. Oh, you dirty madam. Taking note of her sexy reaction, I squeezed and squished even harder. She was trying hard to hold back her cries, but instead it was leaving her in spurts. She was standing, so it must have been hard for her to repress. The more towards the tip. Squeeze it. Roxanne's body shook. She was begging to be caressed. I wasn't sure how necessary it was to work the nipples in order to milk a woman, but I couldn't stop exploring her melons just yet. I pinched both her nipples from outside her thin dress. With both nipples between my fingers, I rubbed them in a twisting, screwing motion. I wrenched her bust more and more, and her hard nipples grew even stiffer as they erupted with milk. Ah, that's it, Sir Loot. Like this? Yes, like that. My breasts squirt the most if you do it like that. Kwaah! I don't know what kwaah is. Roxanne shook intensely as her titty juices sprayed all over. She bent her vibrating, shaking body forward as if resisting an oncoming climax. Do you need me to squeeze more? It's still not enough. Squeeze me more. Twist, twist, twist. Thumb, index, and middle finger all together mashed and molded her stiff, aroused nipples violently. My boobs, there. Ah! Sploosh. Her milk erupted with an incredible momentum. It was almost like a blowhole. Amazing. Miss Roxanne, you really have a ton of milk. More! Abuse those nipples. Squeeze out everything. Twist. Push. Wisp. I don't know what that all is, but whatever. I twisted her nipples harder yet. Roxanne rocked her body violently. She clenched her thighs together as I caught a whiff of familiar erotic scent. More! Sir Loot, don't let up! Squeeze more! Yeah? Twist, 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 twist! Yes, Sir Loot, your hands! You have a lot of milk! I know, I squirt a lot when they're squeezed. Well then, we should get it all out. Twish, squish, twist! Oh, Sir Loot, your fingers are... Oh! Still more? Not yet. Squeeze my tits. Work the nipples! Twist. Squish. Twist. Ah! My tits! Tits are going to... Ah, it's coming! And with an orgasmic cry, Roxanne suddenly became silent. Her voice may have been temporarily lost, but her body continued to convulse and her boobs shivered in my hands. Roxanne? Are you alright? Yes. Oh. Roxanne responded normally, but her body was still quivering.
ありがとう。とっても楽になりました。
Thank you. I feel so much better. Oh, it's nothing.
Luke 殿、ありがとうございました。
Sir Luke, I thank you very much. Roxanne gently bowed to me. I was silent. My lower half was bulging, throbbing. Roxanne surely must have noticed it. There could be no mistake, she was pressed up directly against my clothes. After we were finished, Roxanne's attention casually moved to my crotch. She wasn't staring. Her gaze was casual, but definitely fixed on my crotch. Thank you. I had a great day with you. Alright guys, let's go a couple more minutes, right? You guys want story with your titties, right? I mean, we're not just here for the titties, right? Yeah. What happened on this hill will be our secret. Uh-huh. Right. Next time we're out, I hope we have another great day. My spider sense is tingling, and not in a good way. Next time we're out, I couldn't figure out if she meant she wanted me to milk her again, or if she just wanted me to join her. Come on, man, think with your head. She left me alone, and I began to wonder. That was definitely her tempting me. Milk my breast was not something a madam would normally request. And her voice, her reactions, that was definitely sexual. I mean, wouldn't you agree, gentlemen? Definitely sexual, 100%. She yearned for the pleasures of the flesh. I may have trampled on the teachings of the church this day. Oh, fooey. But the desire for forbidden pleasure swirled inside me. The superb feel of Roxanne's breasts and my burgeoning desires. I've returned. All finished then. Did you spend a nice day with the madam? The madam was in very good spirits today. We'll require your services tomorrow as well. Tomorrow? We're very busy here, you see. We need the madam to be out of the castle. It sounds sus, doesn't it? If those are the orders... Yes, please follow them. The evening prayer hour had already passed. After dinner, I returned to my room and plopped down on my bed. I couldn't get Roxanne out of my head. Our private time on the hill overlooking town. The forbidden milking. I would be out again with Roxanne tomorrow, most likely, alone. Would she ask me to milk her again? Probably. Knowing it was forbidden, I wanted it badly. But, could I just stop at milking her? Would I cross that line? That'd be absurd. I had already reached that line when it came to squeezing. Any further would mean losing everything. But, the more I thought about it, the more I thought about Roxanne's tits swaying back and forth in my mind. What I really wanted was to get beneath her dress, and then whip her around and suck on those tits. Rub my face between her bosom crazily and drink my fill of her milk, and then... No, I couldn't go any further. I knew that. But... Ryuta! Suddenly I saw the succubus flying towards me with open arms. Wah! Caught off guard, I toppled backwards. Shamsiel latched onto my neck and pressed her chest against my own. I immediately felt a tingle below my waist. What the hell, Shamsiel? Just want to show that I love you. Shamsiel squinted at me lovingly. What, are you happy about something? Loot, you're so dirty. I am? Squeezing those tits. She caught me off guard. So you saw that. Oh, she definitely saw that. She cooed her little laugh as she reached for my crotch. Ah! Loot, your dick is hard. Leave it to the succubus, she knew right away. While you were milking her, you wanted to suck him, right? She spoke as if she saw right into my mind. Wanna suck mine? Shamsio turned a tempting stare towards me and came closer. Her tasty melons dangled before my eyes. I definitely did some dirty stuff with Shamsio, and it was my first, but I didn't suck her tits. Roxanne's tits this afternoon, the desire barely fulfilled, now it was coming back to me. It's fine. I'll let you suck my tits. You never really sucked any, right? Shamsio giggled at me. She rocked her voluptuous tits behind her scanty outfit in tune with her laugh. As always, they were taut and perky. Just looking at them made me want to attack. Come on, Luke. Shamsio held her arms out. Oh, wow, that's a good CG. I like that one. I was in a standoff with Shamsiel's chest. Those previously forbidden boobs, covered by so little and such sexy clothes, they had a devilish appeal, an enchanting allure. The demon goddess's tits, bursting with lust and eroticism. Don't you want my tits? She was taunting me. She thrusted her chest out, inviting, provoking. She knew all too well I had a boob fetish. As do I. Here you go, Loot. Your favorite. Kahoo? I'm not doing the kahoo. No, you guys fucking caught that. I'm not gonna live that down. Oh well, moving on. She said it as if I was a child begging for my toy. Come here. She whispered gently. My top. Take it off. I reached for Shamsiel's clothes. Bearing her tits, Shamsiel thrusted her chest towards me. Such shape, such definition. Beautiful spheres popped out with room to spare. An enchanting scent wafted from her luscious succubus tits. Just looking at them was enough to drive me wild with a desire to slurp them up. Are you just gonna look? She said it as if she was taunting me. She knows that I couldn't resist the succubus. She knows the demon's power over humans. Even still, I couldn't seem to help myself. I didn't quite get my mouth on Roxanne's tits after all. I'll fulfill that desire now on the succubus's tits. Loot, suck on my nipples. Shamsiel invited me gently. She thrusted her chest forward with a sexy moan. The feeling of her taut, sweet nipples spread throughout my mouth. Nipple. A woman's nipple. I wondered why it felt erotic, yet somewhat nostalgic. Well, maybe you were best friend. Maybe you were breastfed, sir! Could be. Even though I was only working my mouth, I could feel my bulge begin to swell. I wanted more. I wanted to assault her nipples with my mouth. Overcome with that urge, I kissed her nipples, sucking in some of her boob along with it. Loot, you wanted to suck that badly? Shamsiel continued her mocking tone. Without answering, I continued my assault, licking, prodding her nipples with my tongue. There we go. I know you guys want to see that CG. You're cute, Loot. Funny that it rhymes. Shamsiel patted me on the head. Even though it was a demon patting me, it felt great somehow. Savoring the simultaneous comfort and lust, I kept at the demon's nipples. It's good. You're good at sucking tits, too. Shamsiel sighed pleasurably. I was already totally captivated with her tits. I was only capable of sucking on this demon's giant boobs. Oh, are my boobs tasty? Shmoop? Feels good. Luke, you're so good at sucking. Moosh. Mooch! Ah, Loot, you can suck them. I'll let you suck as much as you want. Swoop. Mooch. Loot, you're like a baby. Smack your lips even more. Smooch. I don't know, guys. My nipples! Shemsale moaned sweetly while she pushed her boobs against my mouth even harder. Mmm, Shemsale's tits. So tasty. So good. You're sucking so hard. I'm starting to feel good. I wonder if your dick is hard yet. Oh, there's another CG, guys. Oh, Loot. Shemsale's voice was so sweet. Her boobs quivered as she pressed even harder. I guess Demon's boobs were more sensitive. Go ahead. Suck more. Mooch, smooch, smooch, whatever, we'll get that. Ah, like that. If you don't suck more, I'll suffocate you with my tits. I don't know what that is. Like that. Incredible. With her back arched, tits forward, she shook her body erotically. Seeing her like that made me horny, and even hungrier for boob. You're so good with tits, Loot. You're obsessed with tits, Loot. Loot, my tits are stretching. You're so cute. You were dying for the tits, weren't you? My nipple is all stretched out. If you suck anymore, I'm gonna have to eat your cock next. Shemsale reached her hand down to my crotch. Yeah. The moment she touched it, my body convulsed. With just one tap, I was already ready to come. Rock hard already. There was a hint of excitement in Shemsiel's voice. Do you want to come? It was almost like she was mocking me. Shemsiel! My hips quivered with excitement. Okay, I'll let you come. As she spoke, she knelt down to meet my crotch with her tits. And we're gonna save this one for next time, right? So, at any rate, this will be the Grim Lord bringing you more next week. Don't freak out. And we'll see you definitely next week with more Funbag Fantasy.